This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, folks, it is Open Line Wednesday, and we want to hear from you. Olivia's standing by for your calls. Chime in, folks. Jeff Horowitz Show starts now. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for listening. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Hope you're all having a great Wednesday, and Olivia is excited because this is a day where she works extra hard. You work hard every day, though.
Yes, more so than you.
More. She always says that about me. She always says, give out the number before I take your job back.
877-971-3971.
You've been on every day this week, too. We want to hear from folks. We haven't done Open Line Wednesday here in about 2 weeks. So we'd love to hear from you. Give it out one more time. Get in the queue right now. Olivia will take your call.
877-971-3971.
And also joining me here in the studio is Mark Howitt, who's a political junkie just like me. Ran for office for the legislature.
Twice.
Yeah. And are you going to do it a third time?
It's a lot of work.
Ready to announce
it is
here?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It's a ton of work. Plus, former Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors. Jerry, how you doing?
Very good, Jeff. Pleasure to be here.
Good. Well, we want some calls. This is all about hearing from folks throughout Northern Arizona and beyond. We get calls from beyond too. So I had quite a few of you calling me Monday and Tuesday saying, hey, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to do this. What about the certification of the vote here in Arizona? So there was another Mark who called in a couple times on that I hadn't covered it. I hadn't been talking about it. Here goes the phone. So we want to hear from you on that. We also want to hear from you on the curfew, guys, this crazy
the Tucson curfew.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Nuts. I mean, it is. What is the point of that? What does it do?
Yeah.
I think it's from 10 to 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Ten to five.
If you're on your way to work or to an essential service,
right? Is going to a bar, is that essential?
I think that's the whole thing it's aimed at, right? Yeah. There is bars.
Yeah, right. So, okay, we want to hear from you on that. 877-971-3971. I think I want to get into this student loan debt forgiveness thing. This is crazy too. We knew this was coming. I mean, folks haven't had to pay. There's been the what's that called? The forbearance. Where you don't pay for a time period. Yep. They haven't. A lot of people haven't been paying, or they don't have to pay right now, I don't think. Don't take my word for it, because if you don't pay and they come collecting, I don't want to be.
But so far, it's not been just completely forgiven, right?
Forbearance lets
you off of the current payments.
Yeah, with potentially problems down the road where you have to, you know, catch up. And we saw this with mortgages, too. Go ahead, Mark.
Right, mortgages, rents, you still have to catch up someday. Just because it's being put off for a while doesn't mean it's going away.
Yeah. 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 Well, you think. Maybe. I mean, we don't know anymore.
I mean, with Biden, maybe it just goes away.
Goes away. It's all gone. It's a debt, what do they call it? Debt jubilee? Something from biblical time.
Yeah, I mean, this has been jubilee.
The debt forgiveness. All right, let's get to the phones. Olivia, who do we have first? Go ahead.
We have Ian from Prescott Valley.
I thought it was Ian. So it's Ian.
You can't read, can you?
No, not very well. 877-971-3971. Ian, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
All right. I just wanted to throw a quick shout out there. On Friday the 4th, there's going to be a big rally down at the state capitol at noon.
Okay, Friday the 4th, big rally at the capitol, noon.
At noon.
Okay.
Correct.
What is the? Let me tell us what it's about. Obviously, it's about the certification.
Well,
I imagine.
I got the flyer. I got the flyer on social media, and it basically said, "Stop the coup," is what it said. So.
Can you forward that to me?
I can probably. Yeah. It was just like a meme. It was basically just like a meme thing. It was just had the words on it, like I just said. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What do you think? I mean, is there any hope in Arizona? I mean.
I think it's going to take the legislature to step in, if they can step in, but I'm not sure beyond that.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. Send that over to me and we'll help push that out there. I think we're going to have actually tomorrow Congressman Andy Biggs,
okay,
who's been pretty active on this issue. So we'll see what he has to say about it as well. All right, Ian. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Folks, 877-971-3971. Open Line Wednesday, 877-971-3971. Well, let's start with that. I said we were going to do Tucson curfew, but since the first thing we first call we got is over this certification issue.
And how to stop the queue. A coup.
Queue, yeah. Yeah.
Not the queue.
Yeah. I mean, are we reaching the end game here on this as far as, or is there still hope? Or is there people so frustrated? Jerry, go ahead. I know you're chomping at this one.
Jeff, I think the Republicans are starting to look like the Democrats 4 years ago, where, you know, this something had to be wrong with the election. Trump couldn't have possibly beat Hillary Clinton fair and square. You know, he's not my president. Let's all protest. I just don't think it looks good, and I don't think it bodes well, and I don't think it's good for the future of the Republicans.
Mark,
I kind of agree with Jerry.
You
However,
do? I'm surprised.
I think there is cause for investigation here. We've been looking at the stats and the data over and over and over. You know, we look at Arizona, 15 counties. Trump improved in 13 of those counties compared to 2016. And the only ones he did worse in was Maricopa County, which is the only county that runs Dominion software and Dominion voting machines, and Pima County, you know, down Tucson, where they had a record number of new registered voters. I mean, an unbelievable amount. To give an example, they had people over the age of 18, only about 60,000 people added to the population in the last 10 years, but 151,000 new registered voters in that same time period. You know, that's, you would expect maybe a few more because people are excited, but that's a lot of new voters compared to a population increase.
Yeah. What about the California? Do you think, though, it changed because of the California influence, you know, as far as people coming over here to escape California, but then they came over and changed the, you know.
Changed the demographic a little
bit. Yeah, demographics, yeah.
But again, the growth in Tucson compared to the number of new registered voters, I mean, another stat real quick. 2016 to 2018, they only grew by about 14,000 registered voters. In the next 2 years, they grew by 80,000 registered voters. So between 2018 and 2020, those 2 years, they grew six times faster in registered voters than in the two previous years.
Don't you think, Jerry, that this deserves, you know, the attention? If even if it was 1 or 10 or 50 or whatever voting irregularities. I had a note when I got to the studio here today from a listener who's a felon, you know, convicted felon. And he says, I'm not allowed to vote. Right. And he said, I got two ballots. This is just what the message said. So if that truly is the case, that all that should be investigated. And there, I mean, we can't let any of that go because the integrity of our election system.
No question, Jeff, that the whole election process needs a good microscopic review. But if you were a judge and you are presented with, you know, here's this claim now that the election should be somehow voided in Arizona or completely redone, or your first question is going to be, you're a judge, you're trying to be fair, you go, okay, give me some evidence. Give me your evidence. And that's what's not come across, apparently, that there's just not somebody that can say, judge, look, here are 5,000 votes that if they had, they were miscounted or misreviewed or whatever. You know, Biden only won by 10,000. Well, if there's 5,000 Biden votes that should have been Trump votes, that's your difference. The difference is 5,000, not 10,000. It's 5,000 flipped is 10,000.
Yeah, but if there was that many, Jerry, the first thing I would say and scratch my head and say, is there more? And we're not saying there's 5,000, we don't know, but if there was one, does that mean there was two? If there was 500, does that mean there was 1,000?
Well,
it makes your head, you scratch your head.
That's a fair question, and I think what any judge would be looking at is there a flaw in the system here? Is this example that comes up in court, is this just one example? Is this a fluke? Or does this show an error, a fault in the system?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what any judge would be looking at. And, you know, the evidence just wasn't there. Now, maybe there is a lot of fraud out there. But if the Democrats beat the Republicans because they're better at the fraud than the Republicans are, then what's that? Is that what we're down
to
sad. Now?
Banana Republic
the best
stuff.
Cheater wins?
Yeah, Banana Republic stuff. That's what I hear, Jerry. And I don't like that. All right, Olivia, Let's get back to the phones, folks. It is Open Line Wednesday, and we want to make sure if you're watching. By the way, we're streaming live video on Facebook, part of my week of relaunching the video. So if you're watching video right now, you're seeing Olivia cutting away doing crafts while she's answering the phone, which is your multitasker.
What else am I supposed to do?
Answer more calls. All right, who do we have?
We have Debbie from Williams.
And the number. You didn't give out the number.
877-971-3971. I mean, you didn't give it out either.
Yeah, it's your job. 877-971-3971. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Hi. First, I want to thank you so much for your program.
Thank you.
And for how accessible you are and actually easy to call.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
My big question is, whatever happened to, do Black Lives Still Matter?
The movement you're talking about that we heard so much, like a month before the ballots went out. Yeah, it was exploding.
That it stopped immediately as soon as the election was over. And there's no more burning Portland or any place else. So it just seems very bizarre, and we all know the answer to why it's bizarre is because who was funding it, and now they're getting their way, and so there's no protests, peaceful or otherwise.
Yeah, it's all quieted down, Debbie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what was interesting is it actually quieted down several weeks before the election, you know, because it was not going over well. The defund the police movement. And then it all of a sudden it got quiet right around election time, right? I mean, right when the ballots were dropping.
No, that's so true. They found out that it was very unpopular, all the riots and the protests that were going on, and defund the police. They were actually losing potential voters on the left.
It was hurting the Democrats, no question.
Yeah. Debbie, you had another one?
That's it.
Okay, hey.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you listening. All right, folks, we'd love to hear from you. Olivia, give out that number again. Let's get to some more calls.
877-971-3971. And we have Rob Wilson.
Oh, Rob. Hey, Rob, how you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. We're doing our video right now, and the folks who are on watching us on the Facebook stream, you can look up at Jeff Orvitz. I got to lift it up here a little bit. I'm wearing my Timberline Firearms Training shirt. So I thought of you.
Hey, you're making me proud, Jeff.
Yeah. I was going to wear the hat because this morning I did a 10-minute preview of the show, and somebody was kind enough to say that I should wear a hat. And I was like, gee, thanks. Thanks. But now I'm here with Jerry and Mark, so I feel better.
We've got the shiny top show going on today.
Yeah, there's not a head of hair between the three of us.
Yeah, all right, Rob. I know you didn't call about that. So what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's just interesting that several years ago, there were a number of irregularities noted in our local elections process. And those irregularities were reported to both our city council and our county supervisors. And basically, no one did anything to fix any of them. And, you know, it's interesting that here we are 8 years later, and now everything is blowing up. And it's because the oversight on these processes is severely lacking, and we really need to take a reset on the whole thing and make sure that what's supposed to be happening in accordance with the law actually is.
Yeah, and Rob, let me ask you real quick, because you looked into this a lot, and you can have observers in these when they're counting the votes. Each campaign can have one, parties can have one, and you've had experience with this, and there's a manual they're supposed to follow, correct?
Yeah, the Secretary of State publishes the Arizona State Elections Manual, and it details specifically how all of these processes are supposed to work, and it's not optional. It's a law. Basically, if you violate the terms of that manual, you're violating the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the times that I went and observed, I found, you know, 15, 16, 17 different violations in a matter of just a couple hours, some of them quite severe with respect to the integrity of their systems. And no one did a thing to fix it.
And still, and this was years ago. And think about this, and then Jerry, I'll let you chime in. I mean, think about this on a countywide basis. And I was talking about this, I think, with Celia Barrett yesterday about all the studies and everything that happens, and you multiply it by all the counties in the country and all the money being spent. But think about some of the counties back east, guys, with you know, maybe dozens and dozens or hundreds of counties, the states, I mean, you know, a lot more in Arizona. And so if you're not following these manuals, I mean, it could be, there could be voter problems. Go ahead, Jerry.
Jeff, you and I were on city council, and I remember Rob Wilson appearing in front of the council and giving us the list of violations that he had observed. And as I recall, there were even some things like a box of ballots being brought to the counting center by only one person, unescorted.
Oh, which is totally wrong.
And no seal on that box. And, you know, it's been driven across town and, you know, who knows where, and dropped off at the counting place. And Rob mentioned a number of examples like that. I think what hit us was, what do we do about it? And one of Rob's points was the city hires the county to conduct the city election. And maybe, you know, city council, you guys ought to look at somebody else conducting these elections. And I think Rob very much got the attention of the county recorder and the elections department over there. And I think it was the first time that anybody had really looked at them and openly criticized them, which was great. And perhaps they straightened up their act after that. But I remember us thinking, okay, you know, what Rob says sounds true. What exactly do we do about it?
Yeah, what do you do? And the time to do it is not now, during the election. You know, you got to fix the stuff leading up to it. Hey, Rob, I appreciate your efforts in the past on this. And let's hope there is a reset and they're able to fix this.
Yeah, we need to encourage our Secretary of State, who really has the authority over the county recorders that run the elections, to have a much more robust review and enforcement policy and plan. Because right now, unless someone really goes in, and it takes someone to voluntarily be assigned to do that and really pays attention to what's going on, there is no oversight. So the current program or system clearly isn't working.
Yeah. All right, Rob. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll put the hat on here in a little bit, the Timberline Firearms and Training hat.
I appreciate that. Yeah. We'll set our eyes here a little.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, folks. Olivia, let's take one more. And before we go to break, we got a few folks holding. Who do you have next for us?
I have Richard from Flag. Rich.
Rich from Flag. And then Rob from Camp Verde. Rob, please hold and stay on the line, because we're gonna take Rich, and then we're going to have to take a quick break, and then we will get to you. So please hang on. Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
I was wanting to comment on what Jerry was just saying. I think the problem that we're having is, you know, everybody wants evidence. Show me the evidence. Well, we got hundreds of people that are willing to testify, mm-hmm. that have, you know, written out statements under threat of or perjury charges. But these are just normal, everyday people. Even the attorneys that are doing this, nobody has the power to subpoena anything. Nobody can serve any search warrants. It's the courts that have to do this. And if we don't have state, local officials that are willing to do this, then, you know, Trump can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't force it. He can't force it on a county level or a city level or anything like that, Jerry, right? I mean, no,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean,
that's,
it has to be done locally.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for that call. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, folks, and we'd love to hear from you, 877-971-3971, 877-971-3971. Here's who we have on deck. Hang on the line. Rob from Camp Verde, Jim from Parks. We're going to take you guys next. Plus, I'd like to get into Governor Ducey and how he made a lot of people mad earlier in the week with the certification. He's had an interesting second term, that's for sure. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, folks. And keep your calls coming, 877-971-3971. Back in a minute.
Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Man, it's cold.
And that's coming from the East Coasters. I thought it was supposed to be warm in the desert. How much further we got to go?
Look, the star stopped over the manger. We made it. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mary. What's shaking? Hey, cute kid.
We brought you guys some treasures, but now that we're here...
Yeah, we're just going to give you guys the frankincense and myrrh, but let us buy you some blinds for this place. Fix it up a little, huh? What do you say?
Call the Blind Brothers today. For special discounts, go to theblindbrothers.com. ROC 248-543.
Work directly with the Blind Brothers and their 3 decades of combined experience, never with subcontractors. They'll show you all your options so you can make the best decision to suit your needs and budget. Right now, my listeners get 50% off installation in addition to any other Blind Brothers advertised specials. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free consultation at 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com.
Hi, this is Parker Jones at Jones Ford here in the Verde Valley. We're located away from the cities so that we can save you money. You're going to save big on every vehicle purchase. Also, we have over 300 used vehicles for you to select from. That's more than all the other dealers in the area combined. Check us out online at JonesFordVerdeValley.com. I promise we are worth your consideration. Jones Ford, Arizona's best, well-positioned to save you money.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Where does Northern Arizona get its country music?
The New Cult at 107.5.
Here we go.
Nobody in Northern Arizona plays more new country.
Or has more fun.
Wake up.
Bobby Bones in the morning.
And great new country all day.
New country.
All the superstars of country play nonstop.
I love it.
On the New Cult at 107.5.
Stream at cultcountry.com. Download the app on your smartphone or just tell your smart speaker to play.
The New Cult at 107.5.
It's Bobby Bones in the morning and great new country all day on the New Cult at 107.5.
If you caught the first season of the podcast Wild Thing with journalist Laura Krantz, you know she believes in science, logic, and rational thought. And you heard her seek out...
Bigfoot. That's right. I said Bigfoot.
In this season, she looks for extraterrestrial life.
It's not ridiculous anymore to talk about life beyond Earth. We're developing technologies to go explore.
Listen and subscribe to Wild Thing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
With so much happening.
Most important election.
This vacancy on the Supreme
Court. With both COVID-19 and the flu.
So much to talk about.
Hey, I wanted to talk about...
You never want to miss a moment.
I love that you offer different opinions.
It's about helping the American people through a serious crisis, the likes of which they haven't seen in our generation.
On air, online, and always on your smart device.
We gotta pay attention. People, it's starting to get weird.
Wake the heck up.
97.1, The Big Talker.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, folks, welcome back. It is Open Line Wednesday. Olivia's working hard already. Olivia, give out that number and let's get right back to the calls.
877-971-3971. And first up is Rob from Camp Verde.
All right, hey, Rob, how you doing today?
Oh, good, thank you. I want to echo your previous call. I think, you know, there's a lot of statistical evidence of issues, certainly in Arizona, but also more so in other states, but they're not even allowed to look and to try to find certain things. And that if there's been problems or people have acted illegally and destroyed evidence, there's never any consequence.
Well, yeah, there wasn't even any consequences, Rob, for the Hillary smashing phones and drives, and I mean, we never even got to that.
Right, but you're hearing about them destroying the envelopes of ballots that they came in, and things like that, and no one ever knows. So we're never gonna. They want to hush it up and close it up and close the books and move on, and not allow anyone to look at it. I think a thorough examination should be allowed.
I think you should look at it. Yeah, it's the integrity of our system at stake here. Let me ask you two quick questions. First of all, Monday when they had the hearings down there in Phoenix, and they had that mathematician guy or whatever, And he said statistically anomaly, you know, he said all kinds of stuff. Then he went on Twitter and they banned him. They silenced him, right?
Right.
And he was giving mathematical examples of how he thought it was irregular. Yeah.
And what you just said about the Pima count or the Tucson registrations, I think that should be looked at. I mean, I've heard stories or there's been intimations that there's all these new voters with the same birth dates and same names in multiple states that were registered. And, you know, as like just data dumps in the registered voter files. So, I mean, I'd love to see if that stuff was opened up so people could look at that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's getting the point, though. It's going to be who can cheat the best. If that's the terms we're going to have, then to say, okay, everyone's got to register their dog, their cat, their all dead relatives, and vote. That's what we're going to come down to.
Well, and that's what they were concerned. Everyone was concerned about if everyone just got a ballot automatically, you know, not registering to vote, and everybody just gets one. Because then it's just, how would you even track that in these county recorder offices? All right, Rob, let's see if they continue on, you know. And we'll talk with Congressman Andy Biggs tomorrow and see what he has to say about it. Olivia, who do we have next?
We have Jim from Parks.
All right, Jim, hey, thanks for calling 877-971-3971. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, before I get started on my idea, I want to make sure you and your listeners understand one interesting little factoid.
Okay.
In the African wilds, when a rhino poops, he wags his tail real fast and it spreads the poop all over the place. And every time our rhino governor does something stupid, it just reminds me of that little factoid.
I was wondering where you were going with this, Jim. I was like, where are we going?
Well, he's definitely a rhino, you know, and he's done so many stupid things that go against the Republican philosophy that every time I hear about him doing something, I'm just reminded of that little factoid.
All right, hang on, Jim, because I want to comment on Governor Ducey. Because, you know, I've been quite critical since the lockdowns that happened, and he did the eviction moratorium, the commercial eviction moratorium, which was totally unconstitutional, and all that stuff. And everybody got so mad at him, me included, all the conservatives. And then the liberals were like, you got to lock down. And then he locked down. So then he made everyone else mad. And now he's not locking down. He's making everybody mad. And then on Monday, he certified the vote. And now it's just mad again. And now he's getting letters from people saying lock down the state. And which way is he going to go is my question. Because I hope he does nothing. I wish we would have declared the government non-essential. And they just go away until the end of the coronavirus, because no matter what they do, it's not working anyway. They're just causing a lot of anguish, you know, and heartburn. Okay, Jim, sorry, I can go on for that for a while, but go ahead.
No problem. The business opportunity that comes to mind as a result of this whole voting fraud stuff is someone should get out there and build a hack-proof, cheat-proof voting machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there are websites out there in the internet where you can buy a jammer that will jam Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and cellular and give you about a 500-foot diameter where you cannot use any of those. If you build the machine...
Is that legal? I don't know if that's legal.
It's illegal to use it. It's not legal to buy it.
Okay, which is interesting.
Exactly. Anyway, you put one of those in the voting machine, nobody is going to be able to talk to the voting machine. Nobody's going to be able to talk to anything at the voting place.
If I can interrupt you real quick, when Texas did a test of these Dominion voting machines, which they did early on, they got prepared, and they failed the Dominion voting machines three different times. But what they found was it was completely insecure when it was hooked up to the internet. And we're finding out now that a lot of these machines were, on voting day, hooked up to the internet.
Mm.
And, you know, when I read Pennsylvania's report on it, they said, we don't really have time to test this machine. It's too late in the game. We're just going to go with it. But Texas tested it early and said, no, this thing is completely insecure if it's hooked up to the internet.
Ah, that's interesting.
For the voter, where the voter gets to see the choices, and another screen behind that is secured that only a technician can see, that would display the line of code that is being executed as it gets executed. That way, anybody can look at that screen and see that there is nothing in the code that lends itself to fraud.
It's interesting. Jerry, how do you track all this, though? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got, I don't know, at any polling place and then times the county, you know, you've got a few people monitoring all this stuff, like Rob Wilson, who just called in, times tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people voting. You know, the ratio of people watching versus voters is huge.
I wonder if there doesn't need to be, well, I'll go back to the listener's comment that there should be some kind of a machinery, some kind of apparatus that is secure and consistent and can be used as the voting apparatus. And that needs to be the same all over the state, maybe all over the country.
Standardized system.
And then we have a foolproof system and get rid of all of these controversies.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, let me hold this, get this thought into your head, and then I want to get an answer from you when we come back. Should you go to an online system? Eye rolling right there, because because you got, you know, your banking online. I'm just saying this because this is what a lot of people say. Hey, you can bank online. Why can't you vote online? Why don't you have some kind of standardized, system like that? All right, folks, we'd love to hear from you. Chime in on that one. 877-971-3971. 877-971-3971. Folks, I think we're going to hang tight and come back in a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Hey there, folks. Jeff Horovitz here. I want to tell you about my good friends at Dan Hakes Farmers Insurance. You know, they recently reviewed my insurance policies, and they do this every year to make sure that I have the right kind of coverage. Because when disasters like fire, unexpected death, or even fender benders happen, insurance is so critical to avoiding major setbacks. That's why I trust the team at Dan Hakes Farmers Insurance, because they're great at understanding my needs and protecting me without overpaying. Give them a call, folks. Give Dan Hakes and his team a call to see how excellent their service can make your life. That's Dan Hakes Farmers Insurance, 928-226-1611. Dan Hakes Farmers Insurance, 928-226-1611. Or check them out online at hakesinsurance.com. That's Hakes, H-A-K-E-S, insurance.com. Jeff Horovitz here, and we're all taking extra steps to keep our homes and workplaces clean, and that's why we just had our studios sanitized by Ultraviolet Technologies. Ultraviolet Technologies has patented the UVC germicidal lamps the largest hospitals use into a compact unit for home. Clean as could possibly be. UVC sanitation has been used for decades to clean and sanitize the air and hard surfaces in medical settings. Now you can have your medical office, your school, your daycare center, dental office, restaurant, professional building. Bottom line, Ultraviolet Technologies can sanitize your business. Give Ultraviolet Technologies a call at 928-890-4216, 928-890-4216 for mobile on-site UVC sterilization. Give them a call, folks, 928-890-4216, or go to ultraviolettechnologies.net to learn more.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hey, it's Jenny from your local big deal store. Can I let you in on a little shopping secret? Give a gift of a gift certificate. People love getting gift certificates. When you're making your purchase on big deals, simply check the gift box icon and we'll send you a giftable certificate. Save money and time with a little help from your big deal store.
Find your Northern Arizona big deal store at bigtalkerradio.com.
Fall is here, and that means chillier weather is on the horizon. Before cold extremes put your furnace to the test, put Gettles High Desert Mechanical to work. Get up to $1,350 off a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Gettles can make your home's air feel perfectly comfortable this season and throughout the year. Call Gettles at 567-2200 today, 567-2200, or GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettles. ROC 097-859.
Now them were some dang fine vittles.
Sure enough.
Now if you'll indulge me, I got just one question.
Shoot.
Why?
Why what?
If this restaurant's been here all along, why have we been eating so many dadgum beans?
Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams has earned the reputation as the finest steakhouse in Northern Arizona. Located on Route 66, Miss Kitty's Steakhouse is number one. Call us today at 928-433-5889.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, folks, welcome back. Jeff Horowitz here with former Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors, Mark Howitt, and we've been talking about the certification of the vote here in Arizona that happened on Monday, and Governor Ducey's gotten hammered over that, doing that, as well as Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Mark, I threw this out there on the way out, voting online. People say, oh, let's have a standardized system. And then that idea comes up. Well, why can't I vote online? I can bank online.
Sure. Yeah. The banking online is secure, right? But it's not anonymous. You know, they have ways of verifying your password and stuff. Mm-hmm. The problem with voting is it has to be anonymous. We have to separate the ballot from the person voting so we don't know who voted for what. Otherwise, you know, people get their houses burned down and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, is that why it's anonymous? So you can, hey, be comfortable. And I'm going in that booth. It's Jerry, it's my own personal time and my own personal decision. Nobody knows.
That's a secret ballot. That's a basic right and basic hallmark of a democracy.
Should it be tracked? Should there be a barcode on there? Maybe not your name, but there should there be a way to track these ballots after the fact by zipping a barcode, you know, a scanner over it or whatever they want to use, so that, or numbered. You mentioned that, Mark. Well, because once it's in a pile, it's gone.
Right. One of the things with online banking or your credit cards is if a charge comes up on your credit card, you get a text or an email saying there was a charge. Well, could we do that with voting as well? Could we say, hey, our system shows that you voted. Is that true? And contact the person mm-hmm. and say, email us back if you didn't actually vote.
And if you don't get that secondary, what's that called? Secondary authentication or whatever. Like when you do log in to sometimes online to the bank, the soft, use your password, and then you have to do the secondary verification by text, send the code back.
Right.
But is that getting so complex that, and the more you make something complex, the more it is to fail.
Right.
You know, the chances.
The chances of getting hacked.
Yeah.
You know, going back to just voting in person, I think is really good. You know, you can do early voting, you know, have the voting stations open for a week ahead of time. Texas does that. Other places do that. You know, but getting people, if you're not motivated to get off your butt and go to the polling station, mm-hmm. maybe you shouldn't vote.
But COVID, you can't go. It's
Fauci
dangerous.
Fauci said it was safe to go to the voting.
Mark, maybe that's what it'll go full circle and come back around to that you have to vote in person. And there may be multiple days when you can do that, but that's going to be the only way. Maybe you have to go in and give your thumbprint or something. And
some places don't even want an ID, though.
No. No ID. You just walk in and say, I'm that person that hasn't voted on your list yet.
Yeah. And so there's definitely room for improvement, but I don't see people getting less lazy, you know, because now, you know, God, I don't have to leave my house. I get my Netflix, my whatever. You deliver my groceries now. My ballot shows up and I don't even have to get out of my pajamas. You think I'm seriously going to dress and go vote when I can't even get out to go shopping anymore, Jerry, Mark?
You know, if we look at the huge voter turnout this time, I think part of it was due to sports being canceled, like, you know, the NBA.
There's nothing else going on.
Well, the NBA just coincidentally restarts right after election is over, you know, and the vaccine just happens to come out right after Biden's declared president. You know, these things are just too coincidental. You know, the NBA could have started a few weeks earlier. And people could have sat there and watched the game instead of voting. And the people that just aren't into politics, they're not following it. They don't know who to vote for. They have no information. Shouldn't vote.
Love your thoughts, folks.
I've always agreed with that.
Well, yeah, I've Jerry, we both talked about this. I'm not for high voter turnout. I'm for, you know, informed voter turnout.
Absolutely.
People are like, we got to get everybody involved. Why? You want everyone flying the plane too? I mean, you know, it's just like, if you're not informed, I prefer you just stay home. I know some people, oh, but that's not good. Oh, come on. Seriously? You really want uninformed people making decisions?
I want you to be educated. Another thing I don't want is if you don't pay any tax, you shouldn't get to vote.
Now you're going to get the phones ringing. I've had lots of people tell me that one, Mark.
I mean, come on. If me and you go on a trip and we invite Jerry and say, Jerry, you have no money, so we're going to pay for you to go. And we're going to take you to the Bahamas. And Jerry's like, no, we're going to the Caribbean in this place. And we're like, Jerry, it's free. You don't get to choose.
That's a good one.
You need to be invested.
All right, Olivia, let's give out the number and get back to the phones. I got some comments on that, but let me let that churn for a little bit.
877-971-3971, and we have Nico from Flagstaff.
Hey, Nico, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Here to you guys talking about voting online.
Yeah.
And I'm not a technical expert, but I do have a layman's understanding of blockchain technology and Bitcoin. And the way I understand it is, you can have a Bitcoin wallet, and it's anonymous, but the way the blockchain works is it's a chain, so every transaction kind of is visible. So everything can be verified, and it can't be fraudulent or whatever in whatever way, but it's also anonymous. So maybe it would be possible to, like, build some sort of system where you register to vote, you're assigned an anonymous, like, wallet type thing, vote or whatever. And when you go vote after you're registered and verified and everything, and it would be easy to see if there was any fraud because of the blockchain technology. It seems like it's something that's very doable. You know, it doesn't seem too complicated.
You would think. I've had people on Nico who have tried to explain blockchain to me, and it just went right over my head. Yeah, Jerry's like, did you get that right, Jerry? I mean, it's hard to follow. But wouldn't it just be easier, Nico, to go back to what Mark and Jerry were just saying and just show up at the poll and circle the thing, you know?
Well, when I show up at the poll, you know, I go there and they use my ID. So I'm sure that they're using the ID to figure out if I'm registered or not, because you can have an ID and not be registered. But also you fill out the paper, you put it in the box, and it doesn't have any way to – there's no way to verify that my vote was counted in the way that I voted. So I don't know if it would be easier or better because, you know, whoever's behind the desk taking those ballots wherever – I mean, I didn't stay around. I didn't see any poll watchers or anything, or I don't know how the ballot is kept track of. And who's to say that my vote and the whole box wasn't switched out with a different box that had some plausible, you know, bubbles filled out that made it look like it might be authentic, but changes the vote to
the custody of that candidate. Ballot once you leave. You
so,
don't
so
know.
It would be nice if you had a huge list, you know, for your district, and you could go on and you had some anonymous number, and this is your number, and you could go and it had votes for this candidate and votes for that candidate, and you could double check and verify that your vote is on the right side and still also be anonymous. You know, it seems like voting definitely, I don't think that the old way is necessarily good. I think we need to improve on it for sure. Yeah. This kind of,
you're saying don't go back. That, you know? We shouldn't go back in time. Don't, it's kind of like post-COVID, you know, we're probably not going back to the way the world was. We probably aren't, nobody's going to show up at the polls again. We can probably.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, that. I voted in person, and I know a lot of people might still prefer to vote in person, but, you know, you can still improve on the system. You know, there definitely needs improvement somewhere or another, and I'm sure it can be done.
Yeah.
So in 1800, everybody had to go to the polling place to vote, and now we've gone through all this technology, and we're back to
going to the
polling place to vote.
Yeah, and then you'd go just that day, and then it'd probably take weeks to figure it all out.
Jeff, one thing I do like is having my ballot at home for a couple weeks ahead of time so I can actually research everybody that's on the ballot.
Yeah, but that's you. There's nobody else is doing that.
I know.
It's like eight
other
people.
Everybody calls me and says,
who do I vote for? Who is this person for city council?
Exactly.
No, people don't know. Did anyone read Prop 208?
Right.
You know, the ins and outs of this massive tax increase that's hit in Arizona that's being challenged, I hear, legally. I'll have to get someone in on that from, I think, Goldwater Institute. Did anyone read the pot one and understand all the ins and outs?
read it all the way? No, they're just like, yeah. Legalized pot. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Olivia, who do we got?
We have George from Parks.
Hey, Nico, by the way, thank you. I appreciate that call. 877-971-3971. George, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff, I just want to make a quick comment on, I believe you made the comment that, or there was one of y'all made the comment that you should have to pay taxes to vote.
Yeah, that was Mark.
Well, you know,
they're all pointing at me.
I have comments on it, though, but go ahead, George.
Back when the Constitution was first ratified and in the Federalist Papers, you had to have skin in the game to vote. You, just the average everyday people that had nothing, were uninformed, they didn't get to vote. It was just the people that had skin in the game that got to vote.
Yeah, landowners. And it is interesting, especially when you talk about property tax increases. I know there's all different kinds of taxes, but when you talk about the property tax increases and when you look at some cities where there's a higher percentage of renters than owners, it's interesting. Although you could argue that eventually it trickles down to the rent will increase because of the tax increase. I don't think we're ever going back to that, George.
I don't believe so either. It was just, I just know that in a Federalist paper just mentioned, keep the politicians a little more honest. They can't promise a bunch of free stuff because the people who have their hand out, they didn't get a vote. So
yeah, what? Yeah, and that's they. Hey, George, appreciate that.
You bet.
So Jeff, I'm just going to throw this out here. You know, if you're in government housing and you use marijuana, mm-hmm. even though it's legal in Arizona now, you can get kicked out. It's still illegal federally. Well, if you're on federal welfare, should you be allowed to vote? Because you're receiving specific benefits. Are you allowed to vote and yourself more and more free stuff?
You're really throwing them out there today, you know? Mark.
I mean, look at this new law in Arizona. They made
Prop 208.
3.5% tax on the rich, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the people that voted for it, the majority, aren't impacted by it. They're not going to pay anything extra.
Yeah, that's right. That was the whole theory behind the proposal.
You know, I could see staggered tax, but everybody, if you're going to vote for a new tax, everybody should be affected by it.
Exactly. And that was crafted that very way. Let's all of us, 98%, screw the 2% of the rich people.
Well, have we reached that tipping point already, though, where there's more people voting for the stuff than not? You know, I always say, and I said this yesterday during the interview, I talked about it with Bruce Sidlinger on Monday. I talked about it for 4 years now, is that everybody's voting for stuff now. And even conservatives will say, cut Mark's thing. Don't cut my thing because I'm dependent on that, you know, and that's already in place. But each time you add a new thing, it's like it just gets bigger and bigger. So is there too many people already voting for the stuff? Is it too late?
There's too many selfish people. Everybody's voting for what's best for them instead of what's best for the country. That's really what it comes
to. The JFK.
To.
I had someone comment today on, ask not
what your country can there do you for go. You, but what you can do for your country. Yeah. Same thing.
It's totally flipped. It's flipped. JFK would be, he'd be pretty conservative on a lot of these, especially fiscal and monetary issues nowadays. Jerry, right? I mean, that's, did you vote for JFK? Wait, were you voting?
I wasn't old enough to vote.
No.
At that time, I'm happy to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking 1960 here.
Dodge. Yes. I don't know. I didn't mean to insult you here. I just died. I know you were going to college in the 60s, so not early 60s, though, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm killing Jerry here.
Jerry, can you hear me?
can you hear me now? We're going to cut off the calls for now. We're going to do more calls in the next hour. I know we got a couple stacked up. Go ahead, Jerry.
Before we go to the break at 5 o'clock, Jeff, I have not had a chance in person to congratulate you for your 1,000 shows.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's terrific, Jeff. That's no small accomplishment.
Thank you. Can you imagine? I mean, because you were with me here from the very beginning, and you were featured in some of those. It was interesting going back. Here we are. We're doing video right now, and probably, you know, when I looked back at show like number 5, I was like, oh my god, it kept me on. You know, so that'll be like video in 500 shows. We'll be like, whoa, we did video like that. You know, so yeah, it's been
1,000 shows. And I don't think people realize that you have to organize these. You have to arrange for speakers and guests and material and research. And it's
I think radio is more work than politics, honestly.
Yeah, I spend more time. Probably spend more, but I get about the equal. I can't believe you did this. You didn't ask the person that, and you're not conservative enough. You're too conservative. So it's similar. But I'll take it for sure. So I appreciate that, Jerry.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry Neighbors is here with me. Mark Howitt's here with me. Olivia's taking your calls. And we are going to continue to do that after Fox News at 5:06. We'll be back. So get ready with your calls, 877-971-3971. We got to move on to the Tucson curfew. We got to talk about this, folks. Yeah. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Well, you're probably working around the house doing a project, and who isn't, right? You know I am always doing projects around the home. And Homeco Lumber and Hardware on Butler Avenue, I go there frequently. You know what they say, especially when you're doing plumbing work, you're going to make a few trips to the hardware store. Well, my friends at Homeco Lumber and Hardware, they can help you out because they employ over 100 people in the Flagstaff area. And you can tell when you go into Homeco that there's people there to help you because they have great customer service and knowledgeable people to help you find, you know, that maybe you're looking for something for electrical or plumbing, or you got to go out into their full service lumber yard and they'll help load your vehicle. Maybe you need to do paint match. I mean, they have a full line of products there at Homeco Lumber and Hardware, Butler Avenue in Flagstaff. Folks, and if you're a veteran, thanks for your service. They're going to give you 10% off their regular pricing with ID, and they also have a dedicated parking spot. Folks, check out my friends at Homeco Lumber and Hardware on Butler Avenue in Flagstaff.
Hi, this is Stuart Weatherman, president of Diamond Autoglass and Tint, and I approve this ad. Diamond Autoglass supports our local veterans through the Nation of Patriots, supports our local customers in Northern Arizona by providing the best customer service around. And with over 400 more awesome reviews than any of our competitors, the proof is right in front of you. Don't support nationwide companies that could care less about your needs and only care about profits. Demand Diamond Autoglass and Tint because we will never fail you. Diamond Autoglass donated over $19,000 in 2019 to our community and promises with your vote and continued support, we will give even more to our community in 2020. Remember, we need your vote and continued support in 2020. Call us right now at 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140. At Diamond Auto Glass and Tint, the difference is clear.com.
Diamond Auto Glass, the difference is clear.com.
Rush, Hannity, The Jeff Horovitz Show, Levin, KBTK, Kachina Village, 97.1 The Big Talker. Stimulating talk for Northern Arizona.
It has their support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The top Democratic leaders in Congress signaling support for a bipartisan coronavirus relief package.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer say in the spirit of compromise, a $908 billion coronavirus proposal introduced this week by several Republican and Democratic senators should be used as the basis for immediate negotiations. The dollar figure represents far less than the more than $2 trillion preferred by Democratic leaders, and it includes a liability provision desired by Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been less supportive of the proposal, arguing his plan, spending about $500 billion and relying on unspent COVID relief funds, would be signed into law by President Trump. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President-elect Joe Biden also backs it, but he wants a larger aid package.
The full Congress should come together and pass a robust package of relief to address your urgent needs now.
Biden made a comment at a virtual roundtable on the economy. The Food and Drug Administration is now considering emergency approval of the Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says they will not be sacrificing safety for speed.
I do think the FDA is really looking at the rigor to make sure that they really turn over every stone to look at this data to make sure they understand fully what the safety profile is, what the side effects are, so that there can be transparency for the American public.
The approval for the vaccine could come as soon as next week. Then the first doses would be distributed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has said it will go to healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents first. The vaccine was approved in the UK today. Rafer Johnson, who won the decathlon at the 1960 Rome Olympics and helped subdue Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, has died. He was 86. America is listening to Fox News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
From the 97.1 The Big Talker Weather Center and always online at BigTalkerRadio.com, I'm Chief Meteorologist Kevin Williams. In Sedona tonight, a clear sky turns chilly. The low 23, mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high 56. Cold night ahead in Flagstaff, clear starlit skies, low 15. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high 43. And checking Chino Valley, a clear sky tonight, we're down to 21. Mainly sunshine for tomorrow with a high temperature of 54.
If anything good comes out of this mess...
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Our friends...
I'm in tune with you guys.
New callers...
Love your show.
Doing well.
Thank y'all guys so much for doing it remotely.
And good people, the newfound passion for conversation.
Love listening to you guys.
That was really well done, and God bless you all.
Thank God for talk radio. I don't know where we'd be without it.
Welcome to Northern Arizona's Voice, 97.1 The Big Talker.
Hi, it's Troy from Flagstaff Hearth and Home. Well, it's that time of year, folks. The weather's starting to change, along with everything else in 2020. One of the things about 2020 that changed is that the new wood stoves that are out are all now EPA 2020 compliant, including Lopi, Yodel, and Fireplace Extraordinaire, along with all of our great gas stoves from both Yodel and Lopi. Come in, check us out. We've got the largest showroom in Northern Arizona with multiple displays so you can actually see what we're talking about. We're at 2109 North 4th Street and on the web at flagstaffhearthandhome.net.
Exciting developments are in motion. Dell is officially giving out the biggest deals of the year for Cyber Monday, and there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Whether it's for work, school, or fun, Dell has you covered with new doorbusters every weekday. Accelerate all that you do with next-gen XPS and Alienware machines powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, this huge lineup of premium tech is up to $400 off. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Cyber Monday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, this is David Gerhard with the Roof Dancers. We are still open and considered essential business, but still, many are being shut down. Hey, I told you about our friends Eric and Tammy at the Big Canyon Barbecue, and our friends Jeff and Lucinda at the Elevated Pizza Company, and I told you about our friends the pastors and the churches all being affected. Now I feel the absolute need to speak out for the Flagstaff Police. Yeah, the men in blue, you know, the cops. I love the Flagstaff cops. Give them a break. Get them a pizza or some barbecue. Stand up for these guys because they stand up for us. In fact, I have ordered some I Love Flagstaff Cops buttons and bumper stickers soon to be at Roof Dancers. Hey, we are a community and a family, and we support and protect each other. It's just what we do.
Weekday mornings, it's the Fox News Rundown. A deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines and concluding with a daily commentary on a significant issue of the day. Listen every weekday.
Weekday mornings at 4 on 97.1 The Big Talker. More stimulating talk.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, folks, Open Line Wednesday continues. We want to hear from you, 877-971-3971. Another hour of the show starts now. Welcome back, everyone. Jeff Horowitz here with Mark Howitt and Jerry Neighbors and Olivia standing by for your calls. Olivia, great calls last hour.
We've had a lot of calls.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. There's still time to get in, Olivia.
Oh, my gosh. He's actually letting me do my job. I mean, well, I've got to say I'm surprised.
Yeah, I try.
Let's have a celebration.
Well, we've got the kisses. We all amped up on Hershey Kisses, which my wife Angela gave me a big bin. Remember this, Olivia, the big Tupperware?
1,000
kisses. We've put a dent
in that. We're still eating them.
Yeah, we've put a dent in that, though. That bag's just a little sample. All right, give out the number, Olivia.
877-971-3971.
All right, we'd love to hear from you. 877-971-3971. Great calls last hour, guys. I mean, people are really fired up over the election integrity, but I want to move on. We'll still take those calls. But I really, and we've already got calls coming in on that, but I will still talk about that. But the curfew, because this ties in with the election and what I thought, you know, would be the huge election issue, which I knew would be the huge election issue, which is lockdowns versus non-lockdowns, national mask mandates versus, you know, local governments. So local governments, you had Tucson City Council unanimously vote for a curfew. Who wants to go first? Go ahead.
Well,
because I got a lot to say, but I'll let you guys go first.
We're all making faces here. To.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jerry. So I think a curfew has to be very rarely used. And, okay, it can be used in an emergency. Certainly it was designed for a temporary and unusual circumstance. You know, a huge fire or a tornado goes through town and all of a sudden, you know, people can't protect their property. And so, you know, we need to have everybody stay out of here and so we can help watch over something. But this idea that, well, this pandemic is an emergency, yeah, okay, it's sort of an emergency. But what defines an emergency for this purpose? There's no definition.
What's the line? Yeah.
And what will be gained by the curfew as opposed to the individual rights that it obviously impinges. So what is the benefit of a curfew from 10 at night to 5 in the morning, except you can go to work, you can be doing essential things, you can go about whatever your business is, I guess. So who is it aimed at? Well, I think Mark hit it right on the head. It's aimed at bars. Get people out of the bars. Why don't they just say that?
Because they've already gotten so much flack for shutting them down the other time, right? Go ahead, Mark. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm really against the curfew. What concerns me is a lot of things about it, but the invasion of privacy. So you're out driving home from work, legitimate work.
Yeah.
At night, you're a nurse, a doctor, you've worked the late shift, you're going home, and the police stop you just because you're driving.
Yeah.
And now you have to justify what you're doing.
Papers, you're out after 10?
Yeah.
10:01, Mark. You're supposed to be at home sleeping, Mark.
That's right.
How dare you, lowly citizen? You know, these people are out of their minds, these politicians.
I think my attitude would be, well, go ahead and arrest me because I'll just give my COVID to everybody in jail and to all the jail workers. You know, what are you going to do?
What evidence did they give, you know, that this helps the situation? This sounds like an attention grabber to me. I mean, can you tell me what is coronavirus more active at night? We know it's not, you know, there's no difference. Is it the activities they're targeting, like you said, bars and things like that? But can you tell me this is going to make a lick of difference by, you know, doing this, by instituting a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Right. So if we look historically, the Spanish flu 100 years ago, you know, they installed curfews in the cities that were really getting hit hard. But with the Spanish flu, you'd get sick in the morning and at night you were dead. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not the COVID that we have now, where a very low percentage of people are dying. You know, the spread rate's about the same as the regular flu. And there's treatments now. You know, people are not in the hospital as long as they used to. They're not intubated as much as they used to.
Okay. How about next year? We just have a curfew because it's flu season.
Yeah, that's next. Yeah.
I've seen this on social media. Why don't we just wear masks all the time?
Yep. Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, prevent
the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just do that. I think people need to just grow a spine here. All right, Olivia, give out the number.
877.
It's frustrating.
971-3971.
Who's up?
Mark from Flagstaff.
Another Mark. Mark, what's on your mind today? How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations on your 1,000th show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, just two things real quick. First thing, you know, I think they should do something to put a check at the Secretary of State's office. You know, someone who's not too fond of the other side could, you know, do whatever they needed to do as they're doing with the votes. And they probably could have it like someone go in there and check what she's doing from the other party, okay? A.
Oh, okay.
And B,
okay.
The city council needs to dump this affordable housing farce that Coral is championing. She's gone. Old news. If they're really worried about championing something, why don't they start figuring out how to vote correctly, and they can be the first in the country to develop a plan and actually have something meaningful come out of what they're doing.
But this time, anyway, Mark, hang on a second. This time they're going to fix the affordable housing issue. I mean, this time they finally got it after 40 years of saying we're going to fix it. Right, Jerry?
Yeah.
I mean,
as soon as you start messing with affordability in any category, you're gonna have a mess.
Yeah.
Well, I think that these monster buildings that they're putting down on Milton and Route 66 are part of the plan, because all it takes is one breath, one little flick of the pen, and now, you know, it's like a tenement. So I'm just saying that they need to dump these wild goose chases and do something meaningful. Anyway, you guys have a great night.
Hey, Mark, appreciate it. Thank you. What's interesting is I saw somebody post on social media, I found the perfect lot for affordable housing. I don't want to say who it was, and I appreciate them, their motivation to do this. And it's like a big area, you know, in Flagstaff. And my contention is there's no such thing here. You're not going to do it. You're not going to figure it, unless you're just the government, which is the taxpayers, is going to all of a sudden step in and just subsidize this stuff. It's not here in Flagstaff. You're not going to have $150,000 houses. I'm sorry.
Well, I wonder if this is a shot by the council on their way out, because I don't think this can get passed and finalized before we have a new council.
Well, we're going to, and Mark, I'll hand it over to you, but Mayor-elect Paul Deasy is going to come on the program. I said next week, but it's actually the week after. I said that yesterday. So, and he's been pretty firm on this, some of this wasteful stuff. You know, we'll see what his direction is, Jerry, as far as affordable housing. But I don't want to be Mr. Negative here, Mark. But you're not going to fix this by saying, let's just build houses.
You
the
mentioned a $150,000 house. You can't get dirt for that right now.
No, I mean, right? You're in building, right?
I'm in construction. Yeah, you know, this is my industry. But, you know, the biggest thing the city can do is let go of the land that they have. The city has a lot of parcels, and a lot of it's open space and this and that and the other, but some of it's just land they're just holding, you know, across from Pine Canyon and whatnot. Let it go. Give it to private developers and get out of the way.
They have so much, Jerry. Was that surprising when you were mayor, how much land they own?
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, Jeff, we spent some time going through the whole list of properties, and every property in the city, it has a purpose and it has a future.
Yeah, sure.
But it's so vague and so probably unlikely to happen that Mark is right. It's just the city is sitting on many, many, many acres. And anytime government tries to manipulate costs and what's affordable and how much you're going to pay for it, it just becomes a mess.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not big on the property taxes, as you guys know. But if you were big on property taxes, you'd want to get all these on the tax roll as quickly as possible. You know, right now they're off the tax rolls. They're not giving money to these politicians for their little projects.
Jeff, I think I get mad every time you say the words property tax.
Yeah, it you just know, makes your blood boil.
You know, you paid for your house, and the government is going to keep taxing you every year. And if you don't, if you can't make it, if you've lost your job, they just come and take your house away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just going to keep taxing you more. I had this conversation with Celia Barrett yesterday. I said the current and impending financial cliff that these cities are in, and counties across the country, times tens and tens of thousands of municipalities, man, they haven't even gotten the tip of the iceberg yet as to how bad it actually is, how much money they're in the hole. Go ahead.
Jeff, you are a prophet on several things. Number one, just as an example, months ago, you said the Flagstaff city schools will not reopen.
Yeah.
This year. They will not have students in the buildings this year. You were right on that. They kept talking, oh, next month, next month, next month, but you nailed that. And what was it? You
got to think on this
one. Well, Jerry, I want to hit that point real quick.
Yeah, hit that
because,
one.
You know, the left is all about close the schools, you know, learn from home. And students, especially in math, are really struggling learning at home. And where it really hits is the poorer communities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you can't have... Yeah, if you don't have someone at home to watch your kids.
At least one person at home and two parents, you know, one working, one staying at home, helping you learn. And so the left is actually hurting the people that they claim they want to help.
Yeah, they always do that, right? And Jerry, hang on one second, because I know you want to comment on that. Folks, hang on the line. We are going to get to your calls here in just a second. Go ahead, Jerry.
When you were on city council, Jeff, you kept saying, we need to put some money in the savings, in the rainy day fund.
And you too.
And the economy was starting to pick up. It was going good. Yep. We were getting more money in. And the majority of council couldn't wait to spend every dime.
Yeah.
And you kept saying, we need to put something away for a rainy day. It's not always going to be so bright and shiny as it is right now. You were exactly right.
Well, and how can you get that through to, honestly, a lot of folks in our country and society? They don't put away for a rainy day. So why would you put away for a rainy day when you in charge of a $250 million budget or a multi-trillion dollar federal budget? I mean, your politicians are, you know, they're from the body of the people. So they're going to bring those habits there, right? I mean, that's what's going to happen. All right, let's get back to the phones. Olivia, who do we have next?
We have Joe from Cottonwood.
877-971-3971. Love to hear from you folks. Joe, what's on your mind? Good, good.
I am really, really angry because I don't understand what this country is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a place where we shouldn't be. It is hard for me to imagine, first of all, that this knucklehead is going to be the president. I mean, the corruption is rampant. So what we need to do is really evaluate what happened with this election process and really investigate it, because I cannot for the life of me understand it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and Joe, we had a caller earlier, and I agree. You've got to look at these claims. If someone says, hey, I got two ballots, and I'm a convicted felon, well, how many times did that happen? Will it overturn the election? I don't know. Maybe not, probably not. But will it point out serious flaws? Because do you think it gets better if you don't correct this, Joe? You know, if you don't address it now? Over the next, 18 months, 2 years for the next election?
If you lose it now, we are a lost country. We're going to be, we are screwed.
Yeah.
The only way I could say it. We're done. We can't let this happen. Please don't let it happen. Because, and I don't advocate this, please don't understand what I'm saying. But I can see in this country that there'll be a civil war. And I advocate that, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, and I don't, that's the last thing we want, because we know what that leads to. But you hear that talk from so many people. And honestly, Joe, had President Trump won, or if the election gets overturned, or had, you know, gotten overturned as far as, you know, they thought Biden was the winner. I mean, either way could potentially lead to that. I don't advocate it. I don't want that. That's the worst thing that could happen. But that's the scary thing right now, is how divided we are. And is there any solution to fix that, divided? Go ahead, Joe, real quick. And then Jerry wants to chime in.
Last thing I just want to say about that. Thank you, ex-President Biden, for causing this crap, because that's where it all came from.
All right, Joe. Hey, appreciate the comments, folks. We'd love to hear from you. 877-971-3971, Jerry.
You know, Joe brings up a good point, though, with this. If we cannot trust the integrity of a national election, then the people are going to find some alternative.
Yeah.
If you say, well, you know, hey, I'm going to wait this out, and this president will be up for election, and I'm going to vote against him. But then you feel like, my vote.
Banana Republic stuff.
Yeah,
it's the stuff that we hear.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, so many other countries, Jerry.
Then, as Joe says, you're going to have some kind of a civil, I don't know if it'll be war, but some kind of a civil rebellion.
And we're already at each other so much. I mean, we're already, I don't know how. You know, they say you had to get divorced because of irreconcilable differences. I don't know how you reconcile some of these philosophies anymore. You know, I mean, my philosophy is so different than those on the left.
But
I don't see how you can.
Well, maybe we can't reconcile our two people's differences.
Yeah.
But if they both know, hey, come election day, it's going to work. We're going to vote. And whoever wins, wins.
That's the way the country's going. Okay.
And that's the way we're going to go. Majority rules. But if it's not majority rule, if it's the best cheater wins, then we have a problem.
Yeah. Olivia, let's get back to the calls. It's not a warm feeling that most of us have about where we're at and what's to come.
877-971-3971. And we have John from Flagstaff.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I just heard a comment you heard you all discussing a little while ago about the affordable housing thing.
Yeah.
And
it's common.
I just want to make a comment that I moved to Flagstaff in 1976. The big item in city government was affordable housing.
Yeah. Yep. It's always there.
Affordable housing all the whole 44 years that I've lived here. The economy's been up. The economy's been down. I don't think that's a problem that Flagstaff can solve. It used to be viable housing for single families would rent to 5 or 6 university students. Now we have an excess of university housing, and now people from California are buying up all the houses. It just seems like an unsolvable problem, yet it dominates the city government discussion. And I don't think it's going away.
No, John, John, you are spot on. I mean, it's and you're saying the 70s. My dad has told me when he used to come before my family relocated to Flagstaff, used to come through in the 80s, and that was the headline. Oh, Council's working on affordable housing.
That's been the number one topic in every city election since the 70s.
We need more cowbell.
But long time, feeling. Go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
That's what I think. People can't afford houses. Well, I can tell you that when I bought my house, I built a house after working and saving for a long time.
Yep.
And between the two of us, my wife and I, we didn't make $40,000.
Yep.
Interest rates were 8.5%. And somehow I managed to get a little relief from taxes through my mortgage, and we built a house.
No, I hear you. Same here.
You know, I graduated from university here with an advanced degree and no debt.
Oh, you know.
It can be done.
It can be.
And.
But let's hit on that though. And John, hey, thank you very much for that call. I want to hit on that bit about the debt, because before we get out of here today, because we don't have a ton of time, we're going to take some more of your calls. 877-971-3971. I want to hit on that though, because you know, someone like John, who's went to university, came out debt free, paid off the debt or whatever. Now there's this push for the free stuff. You know, so let's talk about that when we come back. Debt forgiveness, folks. 877-971-3971. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
The Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC-insured or not bank-guaranteed and may lose value.
Ho, ho, ho! From Rewind 92.5 and 104.1, Northern Arizona's official Christmas station has unwrapped all the Christmas music you love. If you're having trouble getting into the Christmas spirit, Rewind 92.5 and 104.1 is the solution. All the great music that makes Christmas so special is playing right now, right through Christmas Day. Northern Arizona's official Christmas station. Rewind 92.5 and 104.1.
Here's today's editorial from your Flagstaff foodie.
You don't have to travel far to visit an authentic American diner like the ones you would see on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. The Galaxy Diner is worth visiting just to see owner Will Pillen's amazing collection of Hollywood nostalgia covering every wall. On the menu, you'll find lots of comfort food like Big Boppin' Burgers and breakfast served all day. But what I really want to talk about is the malts and shakes, because the Galaxy Diner has 100 of them. Any kind of malt or shake you can dream up, they'll make it. I settled on the peanut butter brownie concoction, and it was so thick and creamy, you couldn't hardly suck it through a straw. You'll need a spoon. Stop into the Galaxy Diner on Route 66 near Milton, and you'll feel like you're in a scene from American Graffiti or Happy Days.
Stay tuned for the next editorial from the Flagstaff Foodie.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. After all, our companies were founded more than 77 years ago to serve the unique needs of ranchers. Today, we're the number one farm insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Farm Bureau agent Jonna Randall in Northern Arizona can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage that meets your needs. Call Jonna Randall and schedule your personalized super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, folks, here with Mark Howitt, Jerry Neighbors, Olivia's got the phones. And real quick before we get back to debt forgiveness and to John and then Weston, I haven't been to the movies since the pandemic. It's not that I wouldn't go. It's just I haven't seen anything come out, you know?
There's nothing too intriguing. I mean, yeah. Top Gun's kind of got my attention.
Yeah, I'll see Top Gun. Yeah.
I like planes, but...
Yeah.
There's not much that I'm excited about to see in a theater in the last decade or so.
Maybe it's Goose's kid or something. Yeah. I don't know. All right, Olivia.
What about a goose?
Goose. You don't know, Maverick. You got to watch Top Gun. Yeah. Goose is one of the call. What's it
Wing
called?
Manor.
His wingman. His wingman. Go ahead, Olivia.
We have John from Sedona.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the conversation, and, I don't know if anyone's brought up, but what we're seeing here with this election fraud and everything else, this is part of a 50-year plan. The Chinese are, of course, behind a lot of this, and these people like Biden, and they're just agents. They're just front men. They're just con men that work for the red Chinese communists, and they make deals. Now, Biden has showed us this. They brag about it openly. You know, they do all this, and they're rubbing this in our face. So I'm just trying to point out that with these things that we're seeing go on, we're, it's part of this plan. And, you know, in my lifetime, we've moved from the era of strategic positioning into the era of escalating violence. And what this is, well, you know, they've been positioning themselves for years, and then once you're in the position, you move into the escalating of violence. So people need to wake up here and realize that they think this is a joke with the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. They are getting ready down the road, maybe about 7-8 years from now, for the actual physical invasion. Now, you can laugh at me and say I'm crazy, but you just talk to people who are in the know and in intelligence and find out what they have to say.
Well, China is, John, they're looking for military parity here real soon. You know, I'm going to bring on a couple China folks who have actually been over there a lot over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try to reconnect with Jim Rogers out of Singapore just to get a feel for what's going on over in that part of the world. But if you were to say back in the 80s, oh, China's going to be this economic powerhouse and China's military is going to ramp up. I mean, these things oftentimes, I don't think you're crazy on this, John, because these economic wars and currency wars, and, you know, I'm reading Currency Wars by Jim Rickards right now and going to try to get him on the show. They oftentimes, more times than not, lead to hot wars. I mean, this is not some crazy thought. If you look at history, this kind of stuff, when you have China and we're fighting them right now on the currency side, we're fighting them now on the trade side, on the deficit side and all that. They have a bunch of our debt. They're around. We had the guy from the National Mining Association talk about the play that's going on around the world, Jerry and Mark, about buying up resources because they got all this dollar-denominated currency, so why not get hard assets? I could go on and on. But no, John's right. These things often lead to hot wars. God forbid, it'd be horrible.
Jeff, well, they're getting there. They're moving in that direction. This is the preliminary stages, and it's getting actually past the preliminary stages.
Yeah. It's Jerry. Go ahead, John. Thanks for that call. Really appreciate it.
If you look through history, way back, every region, every country, area had its empire days.
Oh yeah.
You know, the Roman, the Ottoman Empire, the Roman Empire, the British Empire. And then it fades.
Yep. Oh, it's never going to end, Jerry. Right?
And I'm
they all think that.
Someday the United States empire is going to fade because the people there let it fade.
Yeah, it happens internally. I mean, Rome, you know, was internal weakness for forever. You know, Britain had the luxury of handing it off to us, you know, and here we are, you know, doing similar things that history just, we never learn from history, Mark. We never learn.
Jeff, you know what I'm thinking is the American work ethic is what has always been so great up until recently, and it's really starting to fail. We don't have the work ethic we used to have. The Chinese have an amazing mm-hmm. work ethic,
mm-hmm.
and that is really what makes a country great.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
That's a critical
point.
Yeah,
I mean, it follows the pattern of wealth in families, multi-generation, you know, somebody works their butt off and they're working 16, 18 hours a day and that's all they do. And then the kids kind of follow suit, or maybe they lose it all. The grandkids, though, are surely to lose it all. If it's still around by the great grandkids, forget it. It's gone. It kind of, that's how it happens. And we're in that process of, you know, the World War II generation was working their butts off. Then the baby boomers, you know, we're well along in this cyclical process. Okay, Olivia, let's get to at least one more call. Who you got?
We have Weston from Camp Verde.
Hey, Weston, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, yourself.
Good. I'm starting to get a little depressed. I was happier earlier, but now, go ahead, Weston.
I want to make this quick. Thank you for the local talk. I think it's great. I recommend your show to everybody. And I just wanted to touch on one more point. I regret not volunteering for the election. And I don't know if that would have been a change, but should more people be doing this kind of stuff and helping?
Yeah, campaigns need help if you believe in that. Jerry, you've run campaigns.
That is a great point, Weston. It's, as a poll worker, as an observer,
a door-to-door, whatever.
You know, as a nonpartisan kind of a review, but also campaigns always need help.
Weston, real quick, I want to chime in. And Mark, you know this because you've run two campaigns and you've been involved with this. if you can help any candidate, especially on a local level. I know some people got frustrated with me because I didn't jump after 1,000 shows and I came back from a week off. I didn't jump on the national thing. You know how many national guests? I had a couple of people mad at me. Oh, you brought in the local guests. And I was like I never bring in national guests or something. And I was like, I needed a break from that. And I needed to switch gears to focus on local and statewide, because I think it's going to be more important than ever to have a strong state government that, kind of back to the Tea Party time, that backstops some of this federal stuff that's happening. I really think that. And we got to have so Weston, I think you got to get involved for the people running for legislature next time, or you're where you're at Camp Verde. So you got your council down there. You're pretty good down there as far as not having Flagstaff stuff going on. But it could switch. Yeah. It could switch. You know that, Weston. So you got to get involved locally.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Weston.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. And thanks for those kind words. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Jeff, that's a really good point about getting involved. You know, a lot of these local positions, councilman, mayor, are stepping stones to the next thing, you know, to become a senator and eventually a president. You know, Obama followed that path really quickly.
Yeah.
You know,
local election, state legislature,
senator for one
run
term,
for Congress, just, run for. And then, you're in that. You're in the mix of that. It's a familiar pattern, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Up the ladder, up
definitely.
The ladder.
And I think as soon as somebody in politics, it happened to you and me. We were in city council for a while. You start seeing the state legislature up close, and you go,
"It ain't pretty.
I could do this." These
this
people
is what motivated me to run. Yeah. I worked there, and I was like, "These people are running the government. I can do this. I can do better."
Yeah. I think, and that's exactly. A good reason to do it. And I said this yesterday on the program. I encourage people to do it, but then to step back sometimes. I'm not saying you can never run it for office again, but don't make it a career, man. These people get caught up in it, and there's more people in this than not that it's all about the career. It's all about them, and it's really sick.
You know, I was so tickled to see Brenda Barton win for our district in the Arizona House of Representatives, because she had been there for, 8 years, I guess?
And she got out.
And then out for a couple of years. And she was a great candidate, and she stepped back in, and thank goodness she did, and defeated Coral Evans. So Brenda's great. She's always been very, very good to Flagstaff.
Yeah, and they'll be back in session here real soon. You know what I would like? I got two real quick things, guys, and we're never going to get to the debt forgiveness. In the 3 minutes.
We gotta get out of here before the curfew kicks in.
Yeah, we. Not yet. But do you think there's a chance Flagstaff will do that? I mean,
as long as we have Coral Evans still there.
Yeah, she's got a couple weeks. Coral Evans and Phoenix Mayor Gallego and I might have that wrong. I'm sorry. And the Phoenix Mayor and the Tucson Mayor Romero, they're like, they think alike. They're all for these lockdowns and these kind of things. I wouldn't be surprised if this curfew is floated in Flagstaff. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm not saying it's going to, but it would not shock me in the least. And then I'll be down in Camp Verde. I'll be down with Weston. I'll just go down there because I've been down there a lot because they didn't do this stuff. Yeah, they'll shut down things when the cases spike. Maybe the government, you can't come into the city hall. But then the schools are open. We're open. I think they're still open. So, but up here, it wouldn't surprise me, Jerry. Not at all.
But Jeff, it's just a short shutdown to flatten the curve. Remember
two more weeks. Yeah. 2 more weeks, yeah. It's not going to work. That is not going to work. Anyway, real quick point. I wish that what we would do is close down the unessential, non-essential businesses. Not businesses, but government.
Non-essential government.
The city council.
Yeah.
The city councils, they can just, do we really need these people to be blabbering and getting media attention right now from a legislative side all the way down? Just... because everything, they're just throwing stuff at the board because people are demanding, you got to fix this, you got to do something, because government always fixes everything. You've got to do this, help us fix us. So what they do is they do things like, we're going to do a curfew. Come on, does anyone think that's going to do anything?
Or rename a street downtown.
Oh,
or
yeah, there's another.
Declare affordable housing crisis.
Just go away for a while.
Actually, at the beginning of this pandemic, when the city council wasn't meeting, I was like, what a nice break. They're not, usually every week they have something crazy they're doing.
Yeah,
and for about a month or two, there was no crazy stuff, but they're back at it again.
They're back at it. Yeah, it never ends. So I wish we would just have, just kind of like go away for a while. Just take a break. Government, take a break. Mainstream media, take a break. Everybody turn off that, the CNN or whatever, and just take a break.
You see what the city council did? They realized if you call something a crisis, then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, very true.
It's a crisis. It's an emergency.
Very true. All right, guys, it's been fun. I really appreciate it. And hope to have you back on real soon. We're going to do this again next Wednesday for sure, if
Thanks,
not
Jeff.
Soon. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow at 4:06. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Have a great, safe night. Stay warm out there. See you soon.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Jeff Horovitz here, and we're all taking extra steps to keep our home workplaces clean, and that's why we just had our studios sanitized by ultraviolet.